Today's episode of the Partnership Playbook is sponsored by Fiverr. If you're a founder or a sales and marketing leader, you don't need more on your plate. You need leverage. And that's why I keep Fiverr in my toolkit. I've used Fiverr over 130 times to get high quality work done, from design to research to marketing assets, all without slowing momentum. If you want to grow without adding overhead, Fiverr is the shortcut. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your first Fiverr order. And now on to today's episode, where we're going to be talking about what if the next trillion-dollar company isn't in AI, but in waste. That's right, waste. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Some of the biggest growth opportunities on the planet aren't in sexy tech or software. They're in waste, water, freight, packaging, power, laundry, that's right, laundry, cement, and in public transport. These eight industries quietly keep the world running, and they are under massive strain. The lever to get them out from underneath that strain is partnerships. And in this episode, I'll show you how the world's most overlooked sectors are becoming breeding grounds for innovation, powered not by code, but by collaboration. Here are three key takeaways from today's episode. The first is that cities start to stall in 72 hours without waste collection, and partnerships are turning rubbish into revenue. Power grids are 70% outdated, and partnerships are co-funding battery storage to lock in cheap energy. And packaging waste is facing strict regulation change, and partnerships are building closed loops and resale value. Remember March 2020, when toilet paper disappeared and hospital laundry systems buckled? It wasn't just COVID. It was fragility hiding in plain sight. These eight sectors power everything, but most leaders ignore them until they fail. So what are the three things we can do to think about this problem very, very differently? Well, the first one is to shift from looking vertical to lateral. And what that means is to look sideways. Who else touches our supply chain that could unlock margin, ESG wins, or resilience? Number two, we should be turning costs into revenue streams. Waste, water, and emissions. These aren't just liabilities. They can be monetized with the right partner. And number three, it's all about pre-partnering for supply, which means not waiting for scarcity, but securing long-term input or infrastructure capacity before the crunch happens. Let's dive into each of these eight sectors to understand what we could be doing and how big these sectors actually are. Let's start with waste management. It's a $1.6 trillion global market. If garbage trucks stop rolling up, cities shut down in 72 hours. So what are some of the partnerships that you could explore? Well, CEOs should look to co-invest with landfill operators and recycling firms to pre-secure recycled materials. Utilities can JV with waste firms to monetize energy from methane. And hospitals can build take-back programs for medical plastics, partnering with logistics and sterilization providers. Let's look at water utilities. And by 2030, global water demand will outstrip supply by 40%. And water loss in pipes alone costs $14 billion each year. So what are the partnerships to explore here? Consider alliances with precision agriculture or irrigation startups. Industrial manufacturers can co-develop offset deals with local utilities, and retail or CPG brands can support council water project in exchange for ESG offsets or branding rights. Moving on to freight and logistics. Did you know that 30% of trucks run empty? That's a $100 billion annual inefficiency. So what partnerships could we explore here? Well, CEOs can fund or join data sharing consortia to better predict load availability. Retailers and marketplaces should secure exclusive last mile delivery capacity, and clean fuel providers can offer co-investment deals to logistics firms to upgrade their fleets. Let's move to packaging. The global packaging market is worth $1 trillion, but 40% is single use, and regulations are pushing for 20 to 50% of recycled content. So what are the partnerships here? You could form JVs with compostable material innovators. You could build closed loop systems with delivery networks to reclaim packaging. Or you could collaborate with regulatory bodies and certification firms to fast track ESG compliance. Number five, and this is one of my favorites, industrial laundry and hygiene. It's a $100 billion industry that underpins hospitals and hotels. Dirty linen is also a top infection vector in healthcare. So what are the partnerships here? CEOs in health tech or facilities can create joint initiatives with hygiene operators to bundle infection control solutions. They could also explore licensing partnerships for proprietary cleaning technologies. And there's also opportunity to co-develop regional laundry hubs with hospitality chains to reduce turnaround and logistics costs. Let's now turn to power infrastructure. And 70% of the US grid is well over 25 years old. AI and EV growth will double power demand by 2040. And without storage, renewable energy simply gets wasted. So what are the partnerships here to explore? Well, we could partner with grid tech providers to co-fund battery deployments, signed power purchase agreement style deals with renewable farms to lock in tariffs. And we could join industry coalitions for energy resilience or share disaster recovery infrastructure. Let's turn to public transport. And did you know that for every dollar spent on public transit, it returns $4 to the economy? But ticketing is often 20 plus years out of date. Well, what are the partnerships here? CEOs can bulk purchase transport credits to reduce commuting costs and absenteeism. Property technology firms can partner with transit agencies to digitize ticketing and capture foot traffic data. And large retail and entertainment venues can fund last mile connections to increase accessibility. Now, one of the big ones is construction materials. Cement alone accounts for 8% of global CO2 emissions, and the global construction materials market is worth $1.3 trillion. So what partnerships live here? Well, developers can JV with recyclers to reclaim demolition waste. Materials firms can partner with carbon capture startups to create low carbon product lines. And banks can underwrite green financing deals with builders using certified inputs. In each case, these partnerships unlock three things: guaranteed supply, regulatory advantage, and brand differentiation. Let's take packaging. Compostables are hard to produce at scale. By JVing with startups, big brands secure exclusive access to next-gen materials and beat compliance timelines. Or freight. By sharing data, logistics firms cut emissions and costs while expanding capacity. Here's what this looks like by the numbers. Circular packaging partners have cut virgin plastic use by up to 60%. Freight platforms that coordinate empty truck space have saved clients up to 20% in last mile costs. Water alliances have allowed agribusiness to earn credits worth millions. And energy storage partnerships are shaving 30% off peak grid rates. This is measurable, scalable growth. But the biggest trap is when incentives aren't aligned. Many of these industries are slow moving with complex stakeholders. If partners don't agree on value sharing up front, deal stall, or worse still, collapse. Then there's compliance risk. Getting ESG gains from packaging or waste requires tight traceability. Without the right tech or metrics, you can't prove your progress. And finally, there's perception. Some executives still see these sectors as unsexy. And that's the point. That's where the leverage hides. So what can you do? Well, let me give you three ideas. Number one, audit your edge industries. Look at your dependencies in waste and water, energy and freight. Where are you exposed? Number two, find the fixes. Who's solving these problems already? They may not be competitors, but they can be powerful partners. And number three, think infrastructure, not features. Growth isn't always a new product. Sometimes it's a better pipe, a better grid, or a better loop. The next wave of market leaders won't just talk disruption. They'll win by partnering into the overlooked systems that quietly run the world. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear, or worse still, saying yes just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics Playbook, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, what to do, and what to build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks again for tuning into the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.